但是在主说那句话以后不四十年。
So 40 years after our Lord spoke that prophecy,
你看见说果然罗马兵就围困了耶路撒冷。
So the Romans encircled the Jews in Jerusalem.
所以神就告诉基督徒说。
So then the Lord Jesus told the Christians,
你们在城里面呢要赶快出
来。Those in the city you ought to flee.
明白吗弟兄姐妹。
Remember, brothers and sisters.
因为什么呢因为那个就好像大灾难的时候。
Because that's just like a great tribulation.
所以很明显的主后70年。
So 70 AD.
你看见说圣殿一块石头不留在一块石头上。
So then the temple truly was not one stone upon another stone.
整个耶路撒冷被烧毁。
The whole Jerusalem was burned down.
这个就好像大灾难一样。
Just like a great tribulation.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主老早预言说。
The Lord already prophesied.
有一天呢你看见圣城要被烧毁。
One day you'll see the city being burned down.
有许多人要惨死在刀下。
So many people will die under the sword.
有十万年轻人。
So there were 100,000 young people.
就被裸到罗马去。
They were brought to Rome.
现在我们所看见罗马竞技场就是他们盖起来的。
So the Colosseum was actually built by these 100,000.
所以你弟兄姊妹，你想想看，这不是
so think about
这不是主所说的预言
it. Isn't this the prophecy of God?
但是很稀奇。
But it's amazing.
主说这个耶路撒冷一直到外邦的日期满足。
So, till the day of the Gentiles fulfilled,
如果外邦日期满足的话,
the day of the Gentiles fulfilled,
耶路撒冷要回到以色列的话,
Jerusalem is going to return to the hands of Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
You see that?
这是主亲自说的。
This is the prophecy of the Lord.
那么果然, 在1967年的时候,
in 1967,
弟兄姊妹, 经过六次战争,
the Six-Day War,
结果2000年来
For 2000 years,
所有犹太的母亲教导他们的儿子
All of the Jewish mothers would teach their sons
他们教他们的儿子祷告说
They would teach them to pray next year in Jerusalem.
新郎跟新妇交杯的时候
So every Jewish marriage between bride and groom
他们一定说明年在耶路撒冷
They always say next year in Jerusalem.
到了1967年果然给他们等到。
In 1967, it truly was fulfilled.
想想看弟兄。
Think about it, brothers.
2000年来。
For 2000 years.
他们从来没有回到他们的怀抱。
They never returned to the Jerusalem was never part of Israel.
他们真的像做梦的人。
So it's like one that dreamed.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他们是回到他们的家乡。
Did they return to their hometown?
他们过逾越节看见的月亮是圆的。
So they saw that the moon during the Passover was round.
但他们没有可能到耶路撒冷去。
But they couldn't go to Jerusalem.
2000年来。
For 2000 years.
如果看见耶路撒冷的月亮。
So if they could see the moon in Jerusalem.
他们一定在梦里面遇见。
They must be in their dreams.
从来没有发生过的。
Never happened before.
1967。
In 1967.
他们终于回来。
So they returned.
所以现在不管住在哪里。
No matter where you're at.
你到了祝棚节到了逾越节的时候。
So, whether it's the Feast of Passover or Feast of Tabernacles,
你就可以到耶路撒冷去。
You can go to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
为什么?
Why?
因为2000年来。
For 2000 years,
犹太人从来没有看见耶路撒冷的月亮。
The Jews never saw the moon of Jerusalem.
但是很稀奇。
But thank the Lord. Amazing.
1967年。
1967,
1968,
1968,
连着两年,
again, twice in 2 years, they celebrated the Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles.
他们看见月亮是圆的,
they saw the moon was full,
但是满月变红,
but also a blood moon.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
回到耶路撒冷还不满足吗?
If you return to Jerusalem, is that
回到耶路撒冷还不快乐吗?
Isn't it happy enough?
他们想起主的话。
But when they remembered of the word of God,
当初神不是告诉他们
说, Didn't the Lord tell them,
你们每年要三次到耶路撒冷去过。
Three times a year you ought to celebrate the feast in Jerusalem.
为什么过逾越节?
Why celebrate the Passover?
为什么过祝棚节?
Why celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles?
因为那天晚上月亮是圆的。
Because that night the moon is full.
但如果你在耶路撒冷过节,
But if you're celebrating the feast in Jerusalem,
你看见的月亮是橄榄山上的月亮。
The moon you see is the moon on Mount of Olives.
你看见的月亮是摩利亚山上的月亮。
The moon that you see is on Mount Moriah.
那个月亮和别的月亮有什么不同?
What's the difference between that moon and other moons?
如果月亮代表团圆的话,
if the moon represents the gathering together,
什么样的团圆呢?
What is that in gathering?
为什么神要这样说呢?
Why did God say it this way?
因为如果他们听神的话,
because if they listen to the word of God,
那诗篇120篇告诉我们说,
so Psalm 128 tells us,
当以色列十二个支派到耶路撒冷去的时候,
when the 12 tribes gather together,
那就是以色列的见证。
That is a testimony of Israel.
明白不明白
？You understand that?
什么时候神可以得着以色列的见证
？When can God receive the testimony of Israel?
如果他们在家里过逾越节
，If they celebrate the Passover,
有没有神的同在
？Was it the presence of God?
当然有神的同在。
Yes, there is.
当然，他们也是庆祝逾越节。
Of course, they celebrate Passover.
你不管在哪里聚集
，No matter where you gather,
要奉主的名聚，主就与你同在。
If you gather in Jesus' name, the Lord will be present.
这只是同在。
This is only the presence.
不是见证。
This is not the testimony.
什么叫做见证呢
？What is a testimony?
等着他们一同到耶路撒冷。
When they come to Jerusalem together,
他们唱说弟兄和睦同居是何等善，何等的美。
They said how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
想想看
，think about it.
这个团圆是全体的团圆。
This ingathering, this gathering together is for everybody.
现在不止地圆了
，not only the earth is round,
天也圆了
，heaven is round.
不止人满足了
，not only is man satisfied.
神要说我所有的儿女都在我的跟前
，God can say all my children are before me.
神好像能点每一个都是在这里生的
，as if God can name every name and say you everyone belongs to me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
这就是神的见证
，this is a testimony of God.
神的见证就是告诉我们说
，the testimony of God tells us.
耶路撒冷的月亮是比家乡的月亮更圆。
The moon in Jerusalem is rounder than the moon at home.
但是现在真的到1967年。
But now in 1967,
耶路撒冷回到他们的怀抱。
Jerusalem returned to their bosom.
现在问题来了。
The problem is this.
圣殿在哪里
？Where is the temple?
神的见证在哪里
？Where is the testimony of God?
月亮还在。
The moon is there,
但是见证已经不见。
But the testimony is no longer there.
所以在最满意的时候
，So when you're most satisfied,
有一些遗憾
，that there was some regret.
你觉得好像一个巨大的投影在月亮上
，as if some there was a special projection on the moon.
所留给你的
，what it released for you,
乃是满月变红。
It's just like the blood moon was red like blood.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
现在你不禁会怀疑。
Now you're going to suspect.
为什么？这些事都跟预言有关系。
Why are all these related to prophecy?
一个是我们的主讲到，一个是我们的主讲到无花果树还能长叶。
On the one hand, our Lord talks about the fig tree.
一个我们的主讲到大灾难。
The other hand, the Lord speaks about tribulation.
讲到耶路撒冷要被毁。
Speaks about Jerusalem being destroyed.
但有一天耶路撒冷会回到以色列的。
But one day Jerusalem will return to the bosom of Israel. Isn't it amazing?
自从1948年以后。
Since 1948.
那不光有神的话。
Not only do you have the word of God.
而且天上有见证。
There's a testimony in heaven.
这个见证是科学的见证。
This testimony is a testimony, scientific testimony.
证明说神是在历史中行走。
To prove that God is moving.
刚才我们所讲的
what we
如果你不相信的话
if you don't believe it,
你可以到 NASA 可以所公布的资料去找
you can look at the materials in NASA,
你就知道说
you'll know,
一点都没有错 就在1949-1950
1949-1950
两连着两年满月变红响
for 2 years in a row the moon became red like
blood 然后呢如果我们再往下去
if you look next time
1967年
1967
连着两年又是满月。
Two years in a row, it was blood was moon was red like blood.
现在以色列已经回耶路撒冷。
So now the people of Israel returned to
Jerusalem. 现在他们可以谈到两个国家了。
So they can talk about two nations.
所有的 solution of two states, 他们讲到两个国家就是和巴勒斯坦可以和平共存了。
So they can live together with the Palestinians.
所以很多人如果不明白圣经的话
，If people don't understand the Bible,
现在应该什么都好了，什么都好。
Everything is great.
那如果什么都好的话
，If everything's great，
为什么最近在报上你所看见的是那么复杂
？Why is it so complicated of all the newspapers that you read？
很稀奇的一件事。
It's very interesting。
是 NASA 告诉我们。
NASA tells us。
不光去年跟今年
，Not only last year, this year，
又是连着两年。
Again, 2 years in a row，
满月变红像血。
The moon will be red like blood。
那么我们要问
，We want to ask，
到底为什么？去年是满月变红像血，今年又是满月变红。
Last year, was blue, the moon was red like blood. This year,
如果一九四八年是因为以色列复国
，1948 is because the nation of Israel.
如果一九六七是因为耶路撒冷回到他们的。
If 1967 is when Jerusalem returns,
那现在我们要问
，We want to ask
为什么
？Why
今年跟去年
，This year and last year
是连着两年。满月变红。
2 years in a row, the moon became red like blood.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
如果去年 你没有看见
If you didn't see it last year,
去年的逾越节祝棚节如果你也没有看见
So you missed it on the Feast of Tabernacles last year,
今年你还看得见
So this year you'll see it,
今年4月4号又来了
April 4th it will happen again,
那个就是他们过逾越节的时候
So it's the day they celebrate Passover,
你的的确确可以看见不只是满月而且看见满月变红像
You'll not just see the full moon, you will not see the eclipse, but you'll see the blood, moon become red like blood.
是连着两年。
And it's 2 years in a row.
而且这两年都是跟逾越节跟祝棚节有关系。
And they all have to do with the Feast of the Passover and Feast of Tabernacles.
事不过三。事情 很少做连一下来三次、oh, 对不对
Rarely does things happen 3 times in a row in the world.
你看见一个闪电呢打在一棵树上。
If you see a lightning striking a tree once, you think it's amazing.
然后呢你忽然看又过不久又打在那棵树上。
Another lightning strikes that again.
那这很少很少。
That's very rare.
你有没有看见一棵树打了三次的
If you see lightning strike 3 times,
就不稀奇的。
That's not
我们要问。这个闪电在历史上打过多少次
？So this lightning, how many times has it struck?
不是很多次
，Not many times.
但也不是很少次
，Not too few times.
自从我们的主钉十字架以后
，Since our Lord was crucified.
自从以色列人被分散到全世界各地以后
，After the nation of Israel was scattered throughout the world.
连着两年满月变红
For 2 years in a row for the moon to be red like blood.
连这一次
，Including this time, it's 8 times.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们的时间已经没有了
Our time is up
明天我们要继续
Tomorrow we'll continue
我们要给弟兄姊妹看见这几两千年来
We'll show for these 2,000 years
什么是怎么 有这么多次是怎样的这个满月变红像
How did the moon become red like blood
总共八次
8 times
但这八次很有意思
These 8 times are very interesting
它是两个大的循环
It's like 2 cycles
这个两个大循环中间隔了好几百年。
And then there are many hundred years between these 2 cycles.
那第一个循环跟第二个循环。
The first cycle and the second cycle.
那现在呢我们所看见是第二个循环。
What we see now is the second cycle.
下一次如果你要看见满月变红像雪要500年以后。
If next time you want to see, it's 500 years from now.
但是非常有意思。
It's very interesting.
这个第二个循环呢。
The second cycle.
还有两堆的。
There's two groupings.
这个1493年有一次。
In 1493, it happened once.
就是1493、1494。
1493、1494。For 2 years in a row.
然后接下来经过了好几百年。
The next time after a few hundred years.
那就是刚才我们所说的三次。
And then the 3 times we mentioned.
你有没有觉得这三次是挤在一起的
？It's like the 3 times happened together, right?
1969一直到2015，这个是挤在一起。
1968 till 2015 is all together.
这个中间多少年呢
？How many years?
是65年。
65 years.
所以呢，这个第二个循环呢？可以说是1493年一次
So 1493
隔了好几百年
After a few hundred years
第二堆65年
Then the second grouping is 65 years
你明白不明白
You understand that?
那现在呢这个最后这65年
These last 65 years
是从哪里开始算起的
When did it start?
是从无花果树这个开始长叶开始算起
So it starts from when the fig tree put forth its leaf
从以色列复国开始算起的
After the nation of Israel became a nation
明白吗
You see that?
所以这是第二个循环
The second cycle
那如果你注意到第一个循环
You look at the first cycle
也是第一次是162年
First time was 162
然后经过了633年
After 633 years
然后又是一堆
And there's another grouping
从795年到860年
795 to 860
总共三次
3 times
也是65年
also 65 years
但我们这个60年完完全全是一样的
it's the same as the 65 years we just talked about
明白不明白
you see that
所以很清楚的
it's very clear
这是整个的历史
this is the whole history
用八次这个满月变红下雪来做代表的
to be represented by these 8 times of the blood becoming
那明天我们回到圣经
tomorrow we'll return to the Bible
我们有没有可能从圣经来看这几次
can we through the Bible look at these 8 times
那不止如此
not only that
你如果仔细看的话
if you study carefully
你才发现
you'll discover
原来圣经里面所说的末日的预言
when the Bible talks about the prophecy of the end times
你看见说多半 许多时候就在我们现在的65年之内发生。
And much of it happens within the 65 years that we're talking about.
现在有的我们看一点起头，看见眉目了。
Some we have already seen the start of.
本来我不明白。
We didn't understand it.
到了去年以后。
After last year.
不然我们眼睛明亮过来了。
Our eyes suddenly open up.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神的话还是神的话。
The word of God is the word of God.
是我们从前不明白就是。
Is what we didn't understand before.
但是现在我们看见神在历史中行走。
But we see that God is moving in history.
你就不能说这是偶然一件事。
Can't say it's accidental.
所以这个时候当你再回读圣经的时候。
When you go back and study the Bible.
你才晓得说。
Then you know.
一点都没有错。
Without a doubt.
自从1948年以后。
Starting from 1948.
你看见说主回来的预言